Perek Aleph, Mishnah Zayin. Mishnah Zayin is a continuation of Mishnah Vav. In Mishnah Vav, we had discussed the burning of kachim, which were tamei to a lesser degree, together with kachim, which were tamei to a higher degree. And Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Akiva both agreed that there's no problem increasing the level of tuma when something needs to be burnt. In other words, the requirement to ensure the level of tahara of kachim does not apply once those kachim are at a state that they need to be burnt. Our Mishnah is now going to extend that to truma, which is chametz, let's say a challah roll of truma, on Erev Pesach. Amar Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, Midivreyem labadu. We learn from the words of Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Akiva, Shesarfin truma tahora imatamea ba-pesach. That one can burn truma tahora, truma which had not become tamei, together with truma tamea, truma which had become tamei, ba-pesach, on Erev Pesach. As part of bir chametz, as part of burning the chametz. In other words, what he's saying is, that just like in the previous Mishnah, Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Akiva said there's no problem burning the kachim which had become tamei to a lesser degree, with kachim which had become tameim to a higher degree. So too in our case, since both these are challah rolls on Erev Pesach, we need to burn them, even though they're truma. So during the sixth hour of the day, which we learned previously is a time when chametz becomes aser bahana on a rabbinic level, so the requirement to maintain the tara status of the truma is not in place, and we have to burn it, so we can burn these two challah rolls together. One is truma tahora, one is truma tameya, even though that's going to cause the truma tahora to contract tuma from the challah roll that's tameya, it's not a problem. Amar la Rabbi Yossi, so Rabbi Yossi responds back, Eina hi amida. No, that doesn't logically follow. That's not true. In the previous Mishnah, we're dealing with something which is tameh already, to a lesser degree, but it's tameh, and therefore there's no problem of becoming more tameh in the disposal process. Whereas over here in our Mishnah, we're dealing with something which is not tameh at all, truma tahora, and we have no right to extend the idea of Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Akiva to a case where something is tahora completely, and say that, no, we have a right to mimetameh the truma in the burning process. That sounds like a very logical argument. So the Gemara explains that this machlokas, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi, is really based on another machlokas, in which affects their understanding of Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Akiva's din of the previous Mishnah. You see, they both agree that Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Akiva were discussing a situation where the kachah became tameh from a liquid, the lesser degree tuma. It became something that contracted tuma from a liquid, and there's a dispute between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi whether a liquid can impart tuma on a deoraisa level or only on a rabbinic level. Rabbi Meir holds a liquid can only impart tuma on a rabbinic level. As such, the item that we were discussing in the previous Mishnah on a Torah level wasn't tameh at all, and still there's no problem with disposing it together with something which was tameh on a higher level, on a deoraisa level, and making this thing tameh midoraisa in the disposal process. And so too, he says over here as well, we're dealing with truma during the sixth hour, which is asa midrabanan dahana, and therefore it needs to be burnt midrabanan, and there's no problem with it becoming tameh even now on a deoraisa level within the burning process. Whereas Rabbi Yossi holds that something that becomes tameh through liquids is tameh even on a Torah level. And therefore, in the previous Mishnah, we're dealing with two items which are tameim to different degrees, but both tameim midoraisa. Therefore, it's not analogous, it's not comparable to our Mishnah, where you have one item which is tar completely, okay, on a rabbinic level it needs to be burnt, it's aser bahana, but on a Torah level it's completely tar. Therefore, we still have the restriction of keeping maintaining that tara and not being allowed to burn it together with something which is tameya and causing it to become tameh on a deraisa level. The Mishnah continues, Umod and Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua agree, two other Tanaim agree, Shesarfin Zula Atzma v'Zula Atzma. both the Truma Tahora and the Truma Tamea need to be burnt individually. What do they argue about? On something which is Teluya, its status is hanging. It's not clear if it became Tame. It's a Suffolk Tuma. Can that be burnt together with something which is certainly Tamea? Rabbi Eliezer says that even in that case, we have to maintain, we have to preserve the status of the thing which has not definitely become Tamea, and therefore it can't be burned together with something which is certainly Tamea. Rabbi Yeshua says, Shtein Kachas, they both can be burned together, because once something is in a status of perhaps having been Tamea, it might have been Tamea already, there's no requirement to maintain its status, and therefore, even if it's going to contract definite tuma within the burning process, that would not be a problem. Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph. Our Mishnah is going to discuss the laws pertaining to chametz on Erev Pesach, at what time, during which time one would be allowed to benefit from chametz, and how one must dispose of the chametz. You might want to refer back to Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalid, where the Mishnah had begun discussing the various hours on Erev Pesach, the fourth hour, up to the fourth hour, where everybody agrees one is allowed to eat chametz, during the fifth hour, where it was machlokas, and we paskin that during the fifth hour one can't eat, one can derive benefit from chametz, but can't eat it, and the sixth hour, where it becomes asr b'hana b'drabanan, and one needs to burn the chametz. The Mishnah says as follows, Kol sha shemutar le'echol, at any point in time that one is permitted to eat chametz, ma'achil la'behema l'chaya v'la'ofos. One is allowed to feed it to his behema, his domesticated animal, l'chaya, to his non-domesticated animal, v'la'ofos, and to birds. The Gemara explains that our Mishnah is the opinion of Rav Gamliel, and it's telling us an additional chiddush. Rav Gamliel holds that during the fifth hour, where a regular person cannot eat chulin, that's chametz, nonetheless a kohen would be allowed to eat truma, that's chametz, during the fifth hour, and therefore what the Mishnah is teaching us, that any hour during that fifth hour, that shah, where it's mutter for a kohen lechol truma, then anybody is allowed to derive benefit from his chametz in feeding it to his animals. Even if they're animals that have a tendency to leave over some of their food, we're still not afraid that a person is going to forget to be mevayer the chametz. That's not a problem. Umocha lenachri, he can sell it to a non-Jew, even if that non-Jew might not eat the chametz prior to Pesach, which is against the opinion of Rabbi Shammai. Rabbi Shammai held that one can only sell chametz to a non-Jew if the non-Jew is going to consume that chametz prior to Pesach. The Mishnah is teaching us that we follow the opinion of Beis Hillel, that we don't care what the non-Jew is going to do with the chametz, and that's obviously our practice, and we sell chametz to a non-Jew prior to Pesach. Umutar behanaso, and it's permitted to derive benefit from that chametz during the fifth hour. The Gemara teaches that what the Mishnah is coming to add is that if the chametz becomes singed to a point that it's really not considered food anymore, one would be allowed to derive benefit from it even post the Zmana Isser, the time where it's forbidden to derive benefit. That's up to the sixth hour. Now, of our Zmano, the time has now passed. Now we're in the sixth hour of the day, again a 12-hour day from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. We would be talking about 11 a.m. From 11 a.m. on, Aser Bahanaso, it is Aser Bahana on a rabbinic level, even though Minat Torah it's only Aser in the seventh hour after 12 p.m. after noon, the rabbis added an hour for the Isser Hana, they added 2 hours for the Isser Achila, starting from 10, and they added an hour for the Isser Hana from 11. V'lo yasik bo tanor v'kirayim. He can't use it to fuel his oven. A tanor is one type of oven, a kira is more like a stovetop. He can't use it as fuel for his stove or his oven, even though we're about to learn that the best way of getting rid of the chametz is by burning it. One can't derive benefit from that burning. And Now the Mishnah is going to conclude with a discussion of how one should dispose of his chametz. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ein bir chametz ela sreifa. The only way to get rid of chametz, to dispose of chametz, is through burning it. That's the way you're supposed to dispose of your chametz, based on a teaching from Nosar, which is leftover kachim. The way that has to be dealt with is to be burnt. And so too, chametz, which is something that can't be left over, it needs to be destroyed, you need to get rid of it, otherwise there'd be prohibitions, averos, that one would violate, and therefore it has to also be burnt. V'chachamim omrim, the chachamim say, it doesn't have to be burnt. Af mifarer, v'zora l'ruach, one can crumble up the chametz. The word mifarer means to make pirurim, to make crumbles. V'zora l'ruach, and throw it into the wind. Omat l'yam, or throw it into the sea. There's a discussion between the Amora and whether when he throws it into the sea, he has to crumble it up. Certainly if he threw it into the ocean, he does not have to crumble it up. But the Chachamim say that one doesn't have to dispose of it through burning. He can also dispose of it in other methods by crumbling it up, throwing it into the wind, or throwing it into the sea, or flushing it down the toilet. Even though by Nosar one has to burn it, the Chachamim hold that this is not analogous to Nosar, it's not exactly the same thing. There's a special Gzeres HaKasav when it comes to Nosar, which does not apply to Chametz.